Verse three again. And the olive trees by thereof on the right side of the bowl, and thereof on the left thereof. Next verse. He answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, "What are these, my Lord?" Next verse. And the angel talked with me and answered and said, "You don't know what this is?" He said, "No, Lord, I don't." He's showing him a vision. He answered and spake unto me, saying, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel." In other words, he got a temple to rebuild. This is what you're going to do. I want everybody to say it together. Not by. Okay, say it together. Not by. Nor by. Power. But by my. Says the Lord. This is what he would tell him. It ain't about you. It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. This next 40, Sister Cora, is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. But how you gonna do it? Next verse. He said, "Who are you, O great mountain? Have y'all felt like you?" Thank you, Lord. I'm gonna take a side note. This morning, I just felt that it was strong in my spirit. This morning, I got up and I was just praying in the spirit and just praying about the service. And I was praying, and God does some funny things with me. I can hear. I used to ride motorcycles a lot, so I'd ride the Trace. And so when I'm riding, I'm on my motorcycle, I could hear. I don't ride cross rockets. Why? Anyway, I ride street bikes. But I used to ride my motorcycle, but I could hear and I could pray and I could get before God on my motorcycle. And I used to ride the Trace on Sunday evenings, and I'd ride the Trace before night service. I hear from God. Man, we see great things happening. God will move because I could hear from God. But now I don't ride motorcycles anymore. I raise cattle. I show cattle. So I like being out amongst my cows and do it. So this morning I got up real early. And I just went and just prayed, and I prayed in the spirit about some things, and I'm out there amongst the cows, and I'm just praying about the service and praying about what God, and God started dealing with me about taking the cities. He says, it's time to take cities. Take cities. Take them. You got to go and possess them. You can't stop. You got to possess the city. And Pastor, this is what I was minding my own business. Actually, I was walking in the barn, and all of a sudden, God spoke this to me. I was sharing this with my wife, and God spoke this to me. He said, people that has left this church, he said, I will begin to draw them back. I wasn't asking for this. I wasn't seeking for this. He said this to me. He said, people that had left the church, he said, I'll begin to draw them back by my spirit. And he said, the things that even caused them to leave will be fixed before they come back. And they'll begin to make their way back into the church. If that don't mean anything, throw it away. But he said that I'm drawing them back to this church. I didn't say a church, this church. He specifically said this church. So he said, who are you, your great mountain? Let's look at the next verse. Who are you, O great mountain, that shall stand before Zerubbabel? You shall become a plain. You shall bring forth the headstone with what? Shoutings, crying, what? Boy, I tell you what, we're going to pass the Mountain Dew out. With shoutings of what?
Grace.
He said, now watch this. When he said, you shall bring forth the headstone, in other words, this thing will be finished, but it's the only way it's going to be finished, you got to shout grace to it. What is grace? Grace is God's unmerited favor, right? If you're taking notes, write this down or put this in your memory bank. Grace is the ability of God on you to do what you couldn't do by yourself.
Amen.
So when you begin to say to that mountain, say to it, it's not by might nor by power, but by the spirit of grace. And so you shout what?
Grace.
Oh, Jesus. So when situation comes, can you talk to it? Stand on your feet, everybody. Jesus. If I gave y'all a formula that'll work every time, would you take it? If I gave you results that I know work, would you take it? First church I ever pastored, there was a youth room about 2,000 square feet that we wanted to, was a room we wanted to make out a youth room. There was no money in the church. There was nothing to do nothing with. And I got this revelation about shouting grace to it. And all of a sudden, God began to deal with me. He said, do you want that room finished? He said, you go and speak to it. And I would go and I would swing the doors wide open. And it was nothing but junk in there to use it for a storage. And I shout, grace, 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 grace. And I said, you will be finished. So we had old folding chairs. Y'all remember the old iron folding chairs? Boy, I tell you, some of us couldn't take that today. These comfortable chairs, y'all need to thank God for good chairs. We had old iron folding chairs. And I said, Lord, if I'm going to preach, these people can't, they can't sit in these chairs. And I said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to buy some new chairs. And I had one of the mothers in church. She said, where are we going to get the money? That ain't my business. God makes it. He'll make it. And so I would go in the sanctuary at night and I would shout, grace, grace, grace. I will have chairs in here. We didn't have no music. I shout to the music department. He said, not by might, nor by power, but by the spirit of grace. See, God gave me strategy. And I began to shout to it. I'm on to challenge some of you. These cities got to be won for God. Wherever you, if you're from Houston, Baltimore, wherever you're from, I'm going to give you a challenge. I'm telling you, it works. Your neighborhood, drive around it. Shout what to it?
Grace.
Some of y'all wouldn't make a fly move off a horse rear end. Grace, what?
Grace, grace, grace.
Next time something come your way, what are you going to shout to it?
Grace!
How are we getting over from the old 40 into the new 40? We're going to do what?
Grace!
And I began to shout grace to it. 6 months, we had all the money. We bought the chairs, finished the youth department. Everything got done in 6 months. It didn't get done because I had a bunch of money or we had a bunch of money. It got done because I shouted to it and then the money started pouring in. Next time that bill come in and you tired of looking at it, what you gonna say to it?
Grace.
Oh, some of y'all got loud when I said that. Say not by might,
not by
power, but by the spirit of grace. See, we're gonna get, you're gonna be bold about it too, right?
That's right.
Boy, some of y'all, I can see some of y'all driving home. I'm going to call your wife, Ethel. Ethel, did you hear what that preacher was talking about? Yeah. You know, you really need to, like, stay on the road. Grace, grace, grace! Hush! Shout grace to it. I'm telling you, listen, I got a in my spirit. Houston is about to be flipped right side up for God.
Yes, sir.
How many of you live in Houston? If you live in the Houston area, wave your hand. Wave your hand. Oh, my God, there's enough of y'all. If one could put 1,000 to flight, two could put how many?
10,000
to flight. And I think I got enough hands raised. If you're in the Houston area, we're just calling out Houston right now. If you're in the Houston area, when you drive down the street, begin to shout grace to your city. Shout grace. How many of you got children you won't see saved? What you going to shout to them? I got that revelation. Matter of fact, I was at camp meeting back in 2001. And I got that revelation of shouting grace to it. And Pastor, let me tell you something. It works.
Hallelujah.
But we're going to be bold. Y'all have prayer meetings around here, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
Every failure is a result of prayer failure. So when you don't pray, you can always see a failure. So if you have prayer, then you know their success.
Amen.
Amen. We see failures in our life as always a result of prayer failure, because we could have prayed about it and got it. Strategies. God is about to give this church strategies for the next 40. Are y'all listening to me?